59. Information. 1. Can you tell me something about it?
2. Could you tell me some more about it?
3. I'd like to know, please, when the plane takes off.
4. Could I ask who is in charge of the matter?
5. I should be interested to know the fact.
6. I wonder whether you could tell me when the train for New York leaves.
7. Did someone tell you the news?
8. Do you happen to know anything about TV program for tonight?
9. Have you heard that they've been dismissed?
10. Can you give me any information about the new invention, please?
Dialogue 1. Where do you usually do your shopping, Mrs. Lane?
I usually go to the supermarket near the station.
How do you find the prices there?
I think they are quite reasonable, and the vegetables are very fresh.
I see you have bought some coffee. Would you mind telling me how much you paid for it?
Only $2.25. Dialogue 2. Where are you going?
I'm going to Bill's house.
What are you going to do there?
I'm going to help him.
What's he doing?
He's fixing his roof. Dialogue 3. Excuse me, I'm looking for the post office. Can you tell me how to get there from here?
Sorry, I'm a stranger here myself. I saw a policeman standing under the traffic lights. He will be able to help you.
Thank you. Pardon me, how can I get to the post office from here? Take the third crossing on the right and go straight on. Should I take a bus? No, it's only about 10 minutes' walk. Thank you very much indeed. It's quite all right. I'm going to tell you something about myself. My name is Jack Martin. I'm a lawyer, and I work in an office near here. I work from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock each day. Actually, I work just 5 days a week. I don't go to work on Saturdays or Sundays. Usually, I have breakfast and dinner at home. I have lunch in a restaurant near my office. In the evenings, I sometimes listen to the radio or watch television. I never go to movies. Once in a while, I go to a party at a friend's house. Every night, I go to bed early and go to sleep immediately. Usually, I sleep soundly at night.
Information. 1. I hear Mr. Henry is going to resign.
2. Somebody has told me about that.
3. Most married people fall out over money, you know.
4. I'm fully aware of that.
5. My information is they're going to divorce.
6. I'm afraid I can't help you there.
7. I'm afraid I've no idea whether it's safe to sail in this weather.
8. I haven't got the slightest idea.
9. I'm sorry, I haven't got that information.
10. I'm quite in the dark about it. Dialogue 1. Excuse me, could you give me some directions?
What are you looking for?
A gas station. My car ran out of gas 2 blocks back.
Walk straight ahead until you come to the second traffic light. Then turn right.
Do you know the name of the street?
I can't remember, but it's the second light.
By the way, do you know the price of the gas now?
I'm afraid I don't, but I do know the price has gone up.
Thanks a lot.
Dialogue 2. Excuse me, which is the Brown's house?
The Brown's house? It's the fourth house on the left.
What number is that?
It's number 32.
Number 32 on the right?
No, on the left. Dialogue 3. Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the library?
Of course. It's on Memorial Avenue.
On Memorial Avenue?
Right. You know where that is?
I'm afraid I don't. I'm quite new in town.
Well, do you know where the post office is?
No, I don't. But I do know where the shopping mall is.
That won't help us. Let me see now. Why don't you follow this street, Elm, until you get to the second stoplight?
Well, thank you very much. I hope I can find it.
When you arrive in a new place, almost every day you will be confronted with situations that require you to obtain information from another person, usually a stranger. For example, you may need to know who is going to pick you up at the airport or which bus to take. In most cases, if you need information, you can ask somebody directly. However, there are some topics considered personal and private that Americans are hesitant to discuss. These include salary, age, weight, and political or religious beliefs.